Spike Protein Detox, 6 main medicines and natural compounds. Some patients who were infected with the SARS-CoV-2 have had difficulty getting rid of some symptoms such as fatigue, brain fog, and heart pain. This prolonged condition is known as long COVID. However, some people who have had COVID vaccinations rather than infection have similar symptoms. This is due to the spike proteins that remain in the body after vaccination or infection with the virus. Spike proteins are the keys to viral invasion of our cells, so we will discuss how the spike proteins work, antidotes to detoxify spike proteins, and nutrients that inhibit their toxic effect. Spike proteins are small mushroom-like bumps on the surface of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. They're like a key that opens the door for the virus to enter cells, which are then infected by the virus. Previously, scientists believed that the spike protein itself was harmless to the human body. The mRNA vaccines were designed based on the mRNA sequence code of the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. The original intention was to let the mRNA in the vaccines enter human cells and produce a large amount of spike proteins, which would stimulate immune cells and induce them to produce antibodies to neutralize the SARS-CoV-2 virus particles in the bloodstream. However, a growing number of cases and studies have revealed that the stimulation by spike proteins to produce antibodies can also cause varying degrees of damage to human cells. How do spike proteins damage our cells? There are two major ways: impairing mitochondria and damaging organs. In April 2021, a study published in Circulation Research found that spike proteins disrupt the structure and functions of mitochondria in cells. Mitochondria are the energy centers of cells. Once mitochondria's functions are impaired, cells cannot function properly. If a large area of liver cells or heart muscle cells are not working properly, the organ's functions can become impaired. This is one of the reasons why spike proteins cause symptoms like brain fog and heart failure. Impairing DNA self-repair mechanism. In a study published in the journal Viruses, laboratories from two Swedish universities reported that spike proteins would inhibit the ability of growing cells to repair DNA damages. The experiments investigated the non-homologous end joining and homologous recombination functions of DNA in embryonic kidney cells. These are the two major self-repair pathways of mammalian cellular DNA. It was discovered that in comparison with the control group, the spike proteins in three different states, including full-length spike protein, spike protein S1 subunit and S2 subunit, caused severe damage to the innate ability of mammalian DNA to self-repair, with the full-length spike protein causing particularly severe damage. This study involves the ability of human DNA to repair itself. And so far, we have only preliminary results from cell models. However, this is a very important topic and warrants more follow-up research by the medical community. For some unclear reasons, this paper has been retracted, but we can still access the full report online. So two of the most important damages to human cells caused by spike proteins are the damage to the cell's mitochondria and the damage to the DNA's self-repair ability. This would in turn damage the basic functioning of our major life organs, including the body's immune system. Organs to which the spike proteins are distributed. Before a new drug or vaccine can be approved by the Food and Drug Administration, an important document on its biodistribution called a pharmacokinetics profile must be submitted in order to report the process about how the drug or vaccine is released, absorbed, distributed, metabolized in, and excreted from the body. The FDA approved an mRNA vaccine biodistribution study by Pfizer in November 2020. Which is available on the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research website. This study involved the use of isotopically labeled mRNA for the experiments. Since isotopes are harmful to humans, the experiments were conducted on rats. The rats were injected with 50 micrograms of mRNA vaccine. After 15 minutes, in addition to having a relatively high concentration at the injection site, the vaccine began to disperse to different organs throughout the body, reaching the liver and spleen first. After an hour, the concentration of the vaccine in the liver and spleen increased further, and it reached the adrenal glands and bone marrow. After 24 hours, the researchers examined the distribution of the mRNA vaccine in the rats and found that in addition to the highest level at the injection site, the next highest levels were in the spleen, liver, adrenal glands, ovaries, bone marrow, lymph nodes, kidneys, muscles, and heart, in order of the concentration. The spleen and liver are the two organs that have a key influence on immunity. So, what are the effects of vaccines on individual organs? Immune system: it affects the lymph and impairs the functions of immune cells in the spleen, resulting in decreased immune system functions and possible activation of latent viruses, such as the herpes virus. Liver: the toxin has the most direct effect on the liver, causing autoimmune liver damage. Myocardial cells: it causes inflammation of the heart cells, leading to myocarditis and pericarditis. Nervous system: it causes brain fog and memory loss. In addition, spike proteins cause chronic inflammation of other organs, resulting in other symptoms including fatigue and irregularities in the menstrual cycle. However, not everyone will have these problems after vaccination, as any kind of disease has both internal and external contributors. For example, there are many intrinsic factors including gender, age, inflammatory status, cellular stress level, nutritional status, epigenetics, genetics, etc., etc. However, if we develop symptoms in different organs after vaccination, it is important to pay attention to and remove the possible damage caused by the COVID vaccine spike proteins. Guideline for detoxification of spike proteins. The World Health Council has published guidelines for the detoxification of spike proteins. In conjunction with this guidance, we have summarized two strategies based on the available research data to address the damage caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus spike protein: Western medicine and natural herbs. It is interesting to note that most of the Western medicines with anti-spike protein activity properties are compounds of natural origin. Ivermectin. Ivermectin is a compound that originated from nature. Satoshi Omura, a Japanese microbiologist and organic chemist, who grew up in a farmer's family, discovered from soil samples the predecessor compound of ivermectin, Streptomyces avermectinius, and modified it into ivermectin. Ivermectin has been in use for more than 50 years. Ivermectin was first used in the treatment of parasitic diseases, such as onchocerciasis, river blindness, and elephantiasis. In addition to treating parasites, in vitro cellular experiments have revealed that ivermectin has broad-spectrum antiviral effects. It can be used to fight against RNA viruses and DNA viruses. In addition, ivermectin has a variety of antiviral mechanisms. It can also inhibit viral entry into cells and viral protease function, thus blocking viral replication. A study published in the journal In Vivo found that ivermectin might interfere with the attachment of spike protein to the human cell membrane. In an in vitro study on ivermectin published in Antiviral Research, the researchers added ivermectin to cells infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus and then harvested the supernatant and cell pellets for further analysis. It was revealed that within 48 hours of adding 5-mu-m ivermectin, the viral SARS-CoV-2 RNA was reduced by 99.999%, leaving only 0.001%. A prospective, observational study of the citywide COVID-19 prevention with ivermectin program was conducted between July 2020 and December 2020 in Itajaí, Brazil. In the absence of contraindications, ivermectin was offered as an optional treatment to be taken for 2 consecutive days every 15 days at a dose of 0.2 mg per kilogram per day. Of the 223,128 citizens of Itajaí considered for the study, a total of 159,561 subjects were included in the analysis. 113,845 regular ivermectin users and 45,716 non-users. The main findings are: the regular use of ivermectin at 0.2 mg per kilogram per day for 2 days every 15 days led to a 68% reduction in COVID-19 mortality. There was a 56% reduction in hospitalization rate. If ivermectin works for the prevention of COVID-19, in theory it should work for reducing the spike protein toxicity. As there is no direct clinical trial data on the detoxifying effects of ivermectin for vaccine-caused injuries, instruction under a doctor's advice should be followed for individual cases. Suramine. Suramine is a century-old medicine that was also first used to treat the parasitic worm disease called onchocerciasis. In addition to treating parasitic diseases, it has been proven effective in inhibiting the replication of many viruses, including enterovirus, Zika virus, and Ebola virus. Suramine also has multiple antiviral mechanisms, including inhibition of virus attachment and entry and release from cells, in part through interactions with viral capsid proteins. On March 5, 2021, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences, and Tsinghua University published a paper in Nature Structural and Molecular Biology stating that suramine was found to be an effective inhibitor of the SARS-CoV-2 virus RNA polymerase in an in vitro assay, and it blocked the virus's replication. Most of the data of suramine are derived from the in vitro studies. In theory, it should work for reducing the spike in protein toxicity. As there is no clinical trial data to confirm the effects on reducing the spike protein toxicity, an instruction under a doctor's advice must be followed. Both ivermectin and suramine can interfere with the binding of spike proteins to ACE receptors and relieve the cellular damage caused by spike proteins. NAC. This drug is a well-established expectorant, which is able to reduce the stickiness of sputum as well as an antioxidant. Although it's unable to interfere with the binding of spike proteins to ACE2 receptors, it reduces the oxidation of spike proteins after they enter the cells. As a neutralizing agent, it can reduce the consequences of toxicity after poisoning. A cell model study published in the journal Circulation Research found that the expression of some normal proteins, such as phosphoangiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE2, and AMP-activated protein kinase, decreased in pulmonary artery endothelial cells infected with pseudospike proteins, while the expression of the bad protein MDM2 increased. NAC, on the other hand, has a restorative effect on cells. It's able to restore cells damaged by spike proteins to almost the same state as normal cells. As there is no direct clinical trial data to confirm the effects on reducing the spike protein toxicity, an instruction under a doctor's advice must be followed. Plants and herbs. Since ancient times, botanicals and herbs have been traditional tools used by peoples around the world for health care. According to the 2015 United Nations Global Sustainable Development Report, nearly 85% of the world's population continues to rely on botanicals as the primary source of healthcare products. At least 40% of the compounds currently approved for synthetic drugs in the pharmaceutical market come from plants or natural products based on microorganisms. Nature's contribution to our human species is significant. Catechin and curcumin. Catechin, a tea extract, is a natural antioxidant that accounts for about 75% to 80% of the polyphenol content of tea and is one of the sources of the bitterness of tea. Curcumin, derived from turmeric, is an important component of curry. Curcumin has powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. An article published in Scientific Reports Nature studied these two components and found that curcumin binds to the receptor-binding domain of spike proteins, and catechin binds to amino acids near the receptor-binding domain, thus blocking spike proteins from binding to the ACE2 receptors and blocking spike proteins from entering cells. These two ingredients can inhibit viral invasion of cells at the body's first natural immune barrier, guard the cell's gateways, and offset the strength of the virus. Carpenter's herb. Carpenter's herb has long been considered an effective medicine for liver health. In 2021, a study by Canadian infectious disease researchers was published in the Public Library of Science, General. It proved that the water-soluble extract NHPV of the natural plant carpenter's herb can inhibit the SARS-CoV-2 and block it from infecting cells. Some other herbs, such as pine needles, emmetan, neem, and dandelion leaf extract, are also mentioned in the WCH guidelines as having similar effects in relieving the toxicity of spike proteins. Increasingly, scientific studies are finding that there are more herbal ingredients that have inhibitory effects on the SARS-CoV-2 and can repair the damage caused by vaccination. For instance, scientists have selected 25 candidate compounds from the giant knotweed and docked them into the binding site of MPRO, the main protease of SARS-CoV-2. They discovered that 11 of these compounds were effective in inhibiting the replication and transcription of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Chinese herbal medicine is an important resource that is closely related to human health. Isn't it an interesting phenomena that in our nature, there are so many natural compounds that could help people fight against viruses and virus-related health issues? Nature has created an environment in which there are viruses, bacteria, and parasites that are harmful to the human body, but it also contains natural compounds that can help people fend off the invasions and infections by these foreign microorganisms. In such an environment of generation and restriction, we can learn to maintain our health and stay away from viruses and diseases. However, if we do not know how to maintain our health account and exhaust our bodies, we will get sick. In the face of the COVID pandemic, our situation seems to be getting increasingly difficult, but it is not necessarily due to the virus becoming stronger than before, rather, it may be because we have forgotten as a whole the ways to take care of our own bodies and have become less healthy as a whole. References: https://www.ahajournals.org/doi/epub/10.1161/circressaha.121.318902 https://www.mdpi.com/1999-4915/13/10/2056 https://phmpt.org/wp-content/uploads/2022/03/12574-2_s1_m4_4223_18535.pdf https://iv.iiarjournals.org/content/34/5/3023.long https://www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/pmc/articles/pmc712909 https://www.curus.com/articles/82162-ivermectin-prophylaxis-COVID-19-citywide-prospective-observational-study-22321-28-subjects-using-propensity-score-matching https://www.nature.com/articles/S4154-021-00570-0 https://www.ahajournals.org/doi/epub/10.1161/circressaha.121.318902 https://pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/24142193 https://www.nature.com/articles/S4598-021-81462-7 https://journals.plos.org/plosone/article/id=10.1371/journal.pone.0251649 https://www.mdpi.com/1424-8247/14/8/742